Government and three teacher unions have agreed on a roadmap for the payment of their salary arrears. The move follows intense negotiations between both parties for three consecutive days. To this end, the Minister of Finance will release 1.5 million cedis with immediate effect to the GES for the payment of the 2012 transfer grant allowances by Monday, the 29th of this month. The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, announced this after signing a communique signed between government and the teacher unions. Yaya Kuamua reports.
The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, said the government team and the representatives of the three labour unions will move off-site to validate all data with respect to the salary arrears before payment will be effected.
That the government representative, trade union and the audit service will move out of site to validate all data in respect of salary arrears and other allowances and submit a report on verified data to government for payment purposes. The team going off-site should validate in particular 2013-2014 salary arrears of newly recruited teachers from the colleges of education, which has been outstanding, and submit report on it by Monday, 29 February 2016 for consideration and payment as a matter of priority. And they are accordingly assured that where is necessary, the controlling accountant general will process supplementary payments to give effect to that. For the government will, with immediate effect, release an amount of 1.5 million to GES for payment in respect of 2012 arrears, transfer grants, and other allowances. Depending on the report of the validation exercise, the teacher union will review their intended industrial action accordingly, to which they had served notice to government and to the National Labour Commission. With this negotiation ongoing, the teacher union are to keep the peace on the teachers' labour front and in our educational institutions.
The General Secretary of NAT, David Ofori Achampon, said the teachers will rescind their decision to go on strike if government is able to follow the roadmap.
We are grateful that today we have been able to reach an agreement. I have always insisted that we teacher unions believe in the sanctity of the school environment and will therefore not do anything to disrupt academic work. We believe that this agreement that we have reached here will bring to closure the issues that we raised in our letter of notice to the Labour Commission. We trust that by Monday, as stipulated, we would have worked so hard on the agreement to get our 2013-14 teachers' salary arrears validated so that steps could be taken to pay them. And if that is so done, we would not have any justification to go any further with the intentions that we have served.
Representatives of the Ministries of Finance and Education, the Audit Service, Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, as well as Controller and Accountant General Department were present.